You're listening to Introduction to Stock Investor Pro by Wayne A. Thorpe, CFA of AAII.
So start off, what is Stock Investor Pro? Stock Investor is AAII's robust, full-featured, fundamental stock screening and research database program. Just to get this out of the way immediately, it is a Windows-based program. We are in the process, probably it will be a multi-stage, multi-year process, but hopefully starting in the first quarter of next year, myself and my programming team, we will start a complete redesign of Stock Investor Pro that will be cloud-based or online-based, so it will be OS agnostic. But at this point in time, Stock Investor is a Windows-based program. If you are a Mac user, and I know it's somewhat sacrilegious, but you can run Windows through utilities such as Parallels or VMware, things like that. We run it that way in the office on some of our Mac computers, so it does work just fine. So that is an option there. The program costs $198 a year for members, $247 a year for non-members. It tracks a database of roughly 7,000 stocks that are traded on U.S. exchanges. You might see databases out there that tout, you know, 10, 11, 12,000 stocks. But what you'll find is these companies are woefully outdated in their filings. We have a pre-process that we run with Stock Investor that basically will kick out any stock or any company that has not regularly filed its 10K and 10Q reports as a screening program to run a screen and have a company pop up, but it passed the screen based on financial filings that are 3 or 4 years old, really doesn't make much sense. So if anyone's been a long-time user of the program, you'll see that over years the number of companies in the program has dropped because, again, we're making a conscious effort to make sure that the companies that are in the database are active and up-to-date in their filings. The program also comes with roughly 60, I think at this point it's 62, and we'll be adding a couple more in the next month or so, 62 predefined stock screens. For those of you that are familiar with the stock screens area of AI.com, all of the passing companies list that we post on our website each month there, those are generated using Stock Investor Pro. There's also approximately roughly 2,200 data points per company, if assuming a company has its full spectrum of data. So Stock Investor Pro, besides being a full-featured fundamental stock screening program, is also one of the deepest fundamental research databases out there for the individual investor. The program itself is updated on a weekly basis via the internet. We still provide CDs. We're slowly trying to phase those out in favor of online updates, but you can still sign up to receive a CD if you so choose, but then be able to update the data on a weekly basis or end-of-month data as well online. Now, this is more of a broad overview of the program, but I'm also giving a presentation tomorrow on stock valuation that'll be using data taken directly from Stock Investor Pro, so you get a feel for how you can use data in Stock Investor for a fundamental stock analysis, as well as then Jacqueline McClellan's tomorrow is also giving a presentation on stock screening itself, and she will be using, as part of her presentation, screens taken from Stock Investor Pro. So what can Stock Investor do for you? I mean, obviously, you know, it's always what's in it for me or what's in it for you. I've been using Stock Investor Pro for over 18 years. From day one at AII, I was given a copy of the program and was told to learn this program. Now I feel confident that there's probably no one on the face of the planet that knows more about Stock Investor than I do. I've used it almost on a daily basis. I'm also the program manager now of Stock Investor Pro, have been for the last several years, so I'm overseeing the continued development and maintenance of the software. But with Stock Investor Pro, it allows you to focus your analysis on stocks that meet your basic requirement needs. You know, you can run stock screens that to identify stocks that meet a base set of fundamental criteria. You can then go forward with the program and conduct analysis on individual companies with all the data that's in there. You have 7 years of detailed financial statement data, financial ratios, multiples, a variety of growth rates covering 12-month, 1, 3, 5, and 7 years. You have some very basic stock valuation models in the software, as well as consensus EPS estimates for the current fiscal quarter and next fiscal quarter, as well as the current fiscal year and the next two fiscal years. So you have a very large collection of fundamental data that you can also use to analyze companies and stock investors. But what else can stock investor do? I think people get caught up with stock investor, the fact that it's a stock screening program. But that is just one element of this program. And I really, when I, the more I think about it when I was giving this getting ready for this presentation, is it's really sort of a one-stop shop when it comes to fundamental stock analysis. Now, it's a comprehensive database. So again, you have roughly 7,000 companies with a collection of fundamental data that you're not going to find, you know, on any website out there today. With the, you know, the 7 years of financial statement data and ratios, as well as the 8 most recent fiscal quarters. More and more, I've been paying attention to these trends now over the last 18 years or so, is that more and more you're finding that financial websites are pulling back on the amount of data that they're offering. And part of the reason is that is data is a commodity. And the companies that provide this commodity keep jacking up the price for it. The price that we pay for Stock Investor Pro data, even at a deeply discounted rate, because we are a nonprofit and because of our educational mission, is still hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. So that's why you're seeing, you know, Yahoo Finance, you might get, you know, one or two fiscal years, maybe one or two fiscal quarters. You know, the Smart Money website, which is now completely gone, used to have a very deep collection of data there too, but that's just not the case. So if you're looking just for a research database alone, Stock Investor is probably worth its weight in gold, and you're only paying $198 a year to get weekly updates. But you have your comprehensive database, then you have your screening capabilities, and then once you've run your screens, then you can, through, again, the data that's in the software, through a variety of company-specific, industry-specific, and statistical summary reports that you can be generating, can be doing additional analysis. You can then also export data from Stock Investor into third-party software packages such as Excel. So, you know, if you want to do additional massaging of the data, number crunching, you can basically export the entire database into Excel and start doing your own research there. Now, as I alluded to earlier, Stock Investor Pro isn't just an analysis tool. It's actually, it's an educational program, a platform as well. Because with, it's not a black box system. With all of the 60 plus stock screens that are built into the software, we also, in our help system, have the articles, educational articles, that explicitly describe the actual stock screen. So you can read through, you know, why Warren Buffett chose, you know, why, like, we have a variety of Warren Buffett screens that are based on books that have been written about his investment style. So, you know, why are these particular factors used in these particular screens? So by reading these articles and using the software, you're also educating yourself on how to become a better stock screener, as well as a better fundamental analyst. So now we're going to start just going through sort of the technical aspects of Stock Investor Pro. And the first being installing the software. Now, all of you have disks in your tote bag. So, and as if you're not a subscriber, that would be the way you would have to start using the program, is by installing it from this CD. But if you were to sign up for the program, you can immediately download the program from the website. This installation file is useful because from time to time, the automatic updates, which I'll be talking about in just a moment, sometimes those automatic updates fail for whatever reason, and you can still update the program, the data, on a weekly basis by downloading and installing this full program that is available on our website. So what you do is you just go to the stockinvestorareaofai.com. On a weekly basis, this is a few weeks old just because of when I put the presentation together, but this morning, probably around 10:30 or 11 o'clock Chicago time, the data updates with data through yesterday's close were posted, so you can download these programs here. We also have stock selection guide files. For those of you that are familiar with NAIC software that uses these SSG files, we also update these SSG files calls on a weekly basis. And then we also have past updates on a weekly basis going back to 2003. The file itself is about 60 megs in size. You will require, if you want to be either downloading the software or to install it or to do the weekly or monthly data updates, you will need a high-speed data connection. And people sort of say, well, who doesn't? I grew up in rural Michigan, and actually my uncle recently, his phone company dropped his dial-up access, so he actually has no internet access whatsoever. So there still are people out there that are laboring without high speed. So if that is a concern for you, you do need a high speed internet connection in order to download this file. In order to install the program itself, once it's fully expanded, you'll need roughly 400 megabytes of free disk space on your computer. Now, the first time you install, after you've installed the program, the first time you open it, you're prompted to enter in a username and password that will enable the automatic data updates. Now, this is the same credentials that you would use at AI.com. So whatever login and password you would use would allow you access, if you're a subscriber to Stock Investor Pro, would then give you access to these automatic updates. Then, whenever you open the program, the program will then seek out, you'll need it if you have an internet connection, it will go out and will ping our download servers. And on a weekly basis, we update a file that basically your installation of Stock Investor will compare one file on your system to this file, and if the dates don't match, so basically it'll tell it that there's newer data available on the internet, it will then say there's new data available, would you like to download it? You can skip that if you want, but probably you'd want to say yes, and the program will automatically then download the updated data and install it on your system. You can also, within the program itself, under Update Stock Investor Pro, you can select check for updates, and it will tell you the weekly and month-end data that you have installed and whether or not there's newer data. So I always update my stock investors on a weekly basis, but in this case, I normally do that, but in this case, I actually installed the true month-end September 30th update. So then a couple days later when October 2nd, which was a Friday, newer data came about. So it alerts me to that fact when I checked if there was new data available that there is newer data than the 9/30 end of month installation that I had. So again, sort of an overview of installing Stock Investor itself, but now really getting into the meat and potatoes of the presentation is we're going to start off with navigating Stock Investor Pro. And for those of you that didn't catch that, I was doing some housekeeping ahead of time. I was given this presentation a little bit late in the game. I've given this presentation many times, but we basically had the handouts already developed. I went through and sort of rearranged it for my presentation a little bit. So what you're seeing in your handouts doesn't match this. Mine is more of a condensed version of what you see in the handouts that you have, but yours is more comprehensive than what we'll be putting up on the screen here. So the first off is finding a company. And so very easy. I mean, chances are you have a company that you're interested in. So if you want to analyze an individual company in Stock Investor Pro, there's two options that you can do that. The first is you have the Find Company shortcut, which is the binoculars here on the toolbar of the software. Or we also have, similar to a Google search window or something like that, we also have a ticker search where basically in that window you can just enter in a ticker and it will automatically pull up the company if it is tracked in the database. Now, once you've entered in a company and start looking at individual companies, what you'll see is in this case, this was when I first opened the program, but whether when you first open the program or you've done a ticker search or anything like that, you'll see in the stock notebook here that there's a company highlighted in yellow. The company that's highlighted in yellow is the quote-unquote active company. So for whatever company then is highlighted, in this case it's 1-800-Flowers, you have then these individual data tabs that have a collection of data, specific collection of data, so you know, multiples, growth rates, things like that. So if you were to start clicking through these individual tabs, all of the data that you find on this tab would pertain to 1-800-Flowers because, again, it's highlighted in yellow, and that is the quote-unquote active company. doesn't release it. Now, when you open the program, you're given Stock Investor Notebook number one untitled. Everything that goes on in Stock Investor is done within a notebook. This is getting a little more advanced than I'm going to be really getting into here, but basically a notebook is actually a template that contains a portfolio, a screen, a view, and a rank. Now, you might not know what those are. I'll be touching on those individually as we go along. But basically, in Stock Investor Pro, the standard view has no portfolios loaded, no screen loaded, the standard view, and the companies in the notebook are ranked in ascending order A to Z by company name. So that is what you're going to see with the stock, with the notebook. So you can also see here how many companies are in the active notebook. In this case, again, since we have no portfolios and no screens loaded, we have the entire universe of stocks, which as of, I think, the end of September, was 168 stocks. And then again, you can see how it is ranked from there. Now, in the previous example, the notebook was ranked in ascending order, again, A to Z by company name. But sometimes you'll want to change, oftentimes actually, you'll want to change how the stock notebook is ranked. And there are multiple ways in which you can do that. And you can rank the stock notebook on any data field that's in the software. That includes data fields that you may create yourself, which is a custom fields is a very advanced feature, which I won't be talking about here. But you, in Stock Investor Pro, you can create your own data fields, and then you can use those for screening purposes, ranking purposes, using them for statistical summary reports, etc. But so in this example, again, you have multiple ways to access the ranking feature. Here, you just go to Tools and Rank, and it will pull up the Select a Field to Rank window. In this case, I selected the PE to Dividend Adjusted EPS Estimated Growth data field. It's a mouthful. At the end of the day, that boils down to that is the dividend-adjusted PEG ratio using estimated earnings growth. So I've selected that as my data field. I want that in ascending order. And after I click OK then, you can come back and say, okay, the stock notebook is telling me that it is in fact ranked in ascending order by the dividend-adjusted PEG. You also, without having to go into that rank window itself, when you have, depending on what view you have loaded in Stock Investor Pro, you can then choose any data field from the stock notebook and also rank on that field simply by selecting, going into that particular column and right-clicking in that column, which will then bring up the rank, and it'll ask you if you want to do it by ascending or descending order. And by doing that, then it will re-rank the stock notebook for you. So that's normally how I rank instead of having to go to Tools Rank. I'll just it also is dependent on the fact that the data field that you want to rank it on has to be in the view that you've loaded. Again, a view, and I'll be touching that a little bit in a moment as well. A view in Stock Investor Pro is strictly a collection of data fields. So in this case, if you want to rank by PE to EPS estimated growth 5 years, you have to have a view loaded that has that data field in it. Otherwise, you would have to go to the previous slide that I used, the Tools Rank, which will then allow you to rank on any of the data fields, just not the ones that are in the view that's currently loaded. So, yeah, as I said, data views. Data view is just a collection of data fields. Sometimes people get views and screens mixed up. Again, a data view is just a collection of fields. A screen is the actual quantitative filters that you apply to the database to narrow it down to identify the companies that actually meet that set of criteria. In Stock Investor Pro, you have, let's see, how many do you have? You have roughly, I think there's 20 or so predefined views in Stock Investor Pro. You can tell whether or not any predefined element in Stock Investor, whether that be a data field, a screen, or a view, anything that has been provided by AAII is always preceded by an asterisk. So any of these views here that have an asterisk on them, those come preloaded into the software. You can modify these views and save them as a different name. You can also then create your own views using the view editor. Weight them based on so in this case, you access the view editor by going to Tools, View Editor, or you can also use the view editor icon, which actually I didn't cover it up here, but there's a view editor icon on the toolbar as well, or Alt-V on your keyboard. Any of those will load up the view editor. And with the view editor, all you're doing, again, is adding data fields. So, for example, at our website, we track the John Neff screen. In Stock Investor, because we use Stock Investor to generate all the packs and companies lists that are in that we post to our website, we have a whole slew of views that contain the data fields that we ultimately post on our website. So the WebNef view, these are the data fields that we post for the passing companies of the John Neff screen on our website. So you can add fields as you go. As you, on this left side is the quote-unquote field picker. You see this field picker throughout Stock Investor, whether you're creating a view, creating a screen, creating a custom field. These are all of the data categories in Stock Investor Pro. If you were to click on the plus sign next to any of these, so for example, balance sheet annual, if you were to click on that plus sign, it would then show you all of the data fields that make up the balance sheet annual data category. You then select your data fields from this side, and you can either double-click on them or click the Add button, and they will start then appearing on this right window here. So these are all the data fields that make up the WebNef screen. There are actually 14 fields that are at this point in time. These little boxes here next to, you know, company name, ticker, exchange, if you were to take your mouse and click, let's say, on, if you were to click on ticker, held it, you can then drag it up and down to change the order of the view. Now, that's important because when I apply this view to the stock notebook, however, whatever order these are in or how it's going to appear then across the page, or if you create a view report, which I'll talk about in just a minute, however these are ordered, that will dictate how they will appear in your report there as well. But you can change the order of these as well. You can't duplicate fields. So let's say, for example, you want a company name at the beginning and the end. You can't do that. You can only put a data field in a view once. A feature that I had added several years ago, and I think it's a time saver, and it's one that I don't think a lot of people are familiar with, is the whole notion of a view on the fly. Inevitably, in my experience, you know, if I ever create a screen in Stock Investor Pro, inevitably, I also, once I run that screen, I want to look at the data fields that were pertain to that whatever screen that I've set up, which means then I would have to go into the view editor and individually select all of the different data fields that make up that screen that I created in order to create a view. But with Stock Investor Pro, again, a few years ago we added it, is within the screen editor, whether a predefined screen that's already in the software or a screen that you create yourself. You have an option on the screen editor, which is where we'll be putting together a very basic screen in a little while. But the screen editor is where you view existing screens to edit them or to create your own screens. But within the screen editor, then, you have this option to make a view. And when you click that button here, so these were the fields that were in the basic screen that I had created. So when I click Make a View, by default, it will always add company name and ticker to the view. But then also it adds the data fields that make up this particular screen. So instead of having to spend the time in order to create the view, in order to analyze the data fields that make up a screen that you might have either created or a predefined screen in the software, you have this view on the fly that you can immediately create the view, save it, and load it to Stock Investor. So it's a very, very good, I think, time-saving mechanism. Now, with views, you can also print data. Again, a data view allows you to view data on the stock notebook, create view reports, as well as generate statistical summary reports, which I'll talk about in just a moment. But basically, a view report, all that does is it take whatever companies are in the active notebook. So that would be either the entire universe of stocks, okay, so if you didn't have a portfolio or a screen loaded, or the companies that make up a portfolio that you've loaded, or the companies that have passed a screen that you might have loaded. That is what we define as the active notebook. But you then print or preview the data for the active the stocks that make up the active notebook. So you have two things going on with the view report. You have the active notebook, but then you also have the view itself. And what you do then is all you select whatever data view with the data fields that you want to print. You select that from the view report option. And you can specify it, either the report where the fields are going to be across by field or across by issue. Now, in this case, the report I've created here was actually across by issue. So you have the data fields going down and the companies that make up this particular, they're in the active notebook across the top here. In this instance, I had run the predefined John Neff screen. So the 21 companies that passed the John Neff screen as of the end of September, those were the active notebook for this particular example. And then lastly, taking it one step further, instead of having your hard copy view report, you can then take it one step further and export the data fields that make up a view, again, for whatever companies make up the active notebook. And it's simply a matter of right-clicking on the stock notebook and choosing copy notebook to clipboard. So, you can create a data view. I think the limit, as far as the number of data fields that make up a view, and this is a Fox Pro limitation, that is the, I will admit, somewhat archaic database structure that Stock Investor is built on, which is another reason why we weren't going to be updating the software very soon. But with Fox Pro, you're limited to, I do believe, 254 data fields. So, but you can create a view with up to 254 data fields, and if you wanted to, you could then export those 254 data fields for all 6,800 plus companies in Stock Investor Pro and drop that data into Excel for additional data crunching. So in this example, I've run my Neff screen, so I've got 21 companies, so it's a relatively small collection. I also then have my web Neff view that I had generated before. And then again, simply a matter of right-clicking on the stock notebook, choosing copy notebook to clipboard, opening in Excel, and in cell A1, doing Control V, and it pastes all of that data. I don't have to do any editing. The only editing I did for this was to adjust the column widths. So you get, you know, plain English descriptions of the data fields. You might have to format the data, you know, as far as taking it out to certain decimal points or things like that. So again, you can take the data in Stock Investor, because you own the data, you bought it for your own personal use, you can take that data and export it to Stock Investor Pro, Excel, for additional analysis. Another feature of Stock Investor Pro is its full-featured reporting system. You have a large number of reports that you can generate in Stock Investor Pro. You have company summary reports, comprehensive company reports, view reports for an individual company or all companies that are in the active notebook, statistical summary reports, which we'll be talking about a little bit later, either on the active notebook or the entire database, as well as industry and sector median reports. So the first report we're going to talk about is the very basic company summary report. This is just a one-page report with a collection of selected data fields for whatever company that you've chosen. So in this case, I always use Waters Corporation because it's my initials, Wayne Anthony Thorpe. So that's why you'll often see Waters Corporation in any presentations that I give. It's a one-page report. You have a very basic price chart going back the last 10 years on a monthly basis, a description of the company, you know, price change information, growth rates, earnings estimates, annual and quarterly, sales and earnings numbers would be down here, as well as then the last, the trailing 12 months and the last 5 years of selected financial statement data. So again, it's a one-page snapshot of a company, a very basic way, but also a very detailed description to give you an idea of the company being looked at. Now, for some people, the basic company summary report isn't enough. So we've also given you the option to create basically a customizable report with the comprehensive company report. When you, within the print options, if you were to select a comprehensive company report, you have the ability to choose a variety of groupings of data that will be then used to generate your report. Now, you've got multiples, growth rates, ratios, valuations, earnings estimates, custom fields if you chose. On the financial side of things, on the quarterly financials, you can either, you can choose total or quarter over quarter growth. And on the annual side of things, total value or per share, percent change, or common size. So you have a variety of options when you want to create a comprehensive report. And again, you can create this for an individual company, or, you know, let's say you run a screen. So I've got my 21 companies that ran my John Neff screen. I could, if I wanted to generate a comprehensive report on those 21 companies, or if you didn't mind killing a bunch of trees, you in theory could print a comprehensive company report on all 6,866 companies that are in Stock Investor. Again, it's whatever group of companies make up the active set at whatever point in time that you're generating the report. We also have in Stock Investor Pro statistical summary reports. This is a little bit higher level report that most people don't use, but I think it's an overlooked feature. Let's say you want to get, you know, statistical data on, you know, either the entire database or companies, or a portfolio that you might be looking at, or the results of a stock screen. With a statistical summary report, again, you can specify, you know, an active notebook or the entire database of companies, but you choose whatever collection of data points that you want to use. So again, you go back to our trusted data view, whatever view contains the data fields that you want to analyze. And then after you've done that, it used to be 7,500. You know, in this case, I've actually run a screen for the companies that make up the Standard & Poor's 500 S&P 500 index. So my active notebook at this point in time were the 500 companies that make up the S&P 500 as of the end of September. But again, I've chosen my Web Neff screen. It'll give you alert. This isn't as much of an issue as since computers are so fast anymore. But, you know, 10 years ago, depending on what type of system you had, a statistical summary report on 8 fields on 500 companies could have taken you a few moments. So we'll just give you this pop-up just to alert you of that fact. But again, if you have a computer that's, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, this won't be an issue at all. And then you just click yes, and boom, you have your statistical summary report. Now, there's a lot of data in here. First of all, you have all of the data points that make up whatever view you chose. In this case, again, it's the Web Neff view that I've talked about multiple times. You then have median, the average, the standard deviation, the high, and the low for each of these. So as of the end of September, for example, the median PE for the companies that are in the S&P 500 was 19.5. The average was 26.47. The standard deviation was 35.28. Amongst the 465, that's what I left that till the end, you have the sample column at the far right of the report. This tells you how many of the companies that were in your active set have a valid or non-null value for whatever data field you're looking at. So in this case, of the 500 companies, only 465 actually had positive trailing 12-month earnings that would have given them a non-null PE. So of the 465 companies that had positive earnings over the last 12 months, again, the median was 19.5 and the average was 26.47. But this allows you to sort of delve in deeper and be able to see, you know, perform additional analysis on a specific collection of companies using specific data points that you yourself choose. You're not being force-fed to only use certain data fields for your analysis. You can create a view, again, with up to 254 data points and run this statistical summary report, again, on the entire universe of stocks, the results of a screen, or the companies that make up a portfolio that you might be tracking. And then finally, the last report I'm going to talk about are sector and industry median reports. I do a lot, and I'll be talking about this when I give my presentation tomorrow on stock valuation, is fundamental stock analysis, at least in my opinion, requires comparison of industry norms. So you want to see, if you're looking at an individual company, you want to see how it's performing relative to companies in its same, similar sector industry. With Stock Investor Pro, you can generate sector and industry median reports that will give you, this median data for a variety of data fields that then you can use sort of to generate the benchmarks that you can then compare a company against. So what you do when you want to generate a sector and industry median report is a premium over the rate of inflation. You choose your industry. You choose your industry medians report, and then, irrespective of the fact that my active notebook has 500 companies in it currently, you select an industry or a median, and it'll override at this point the companies that make that, and it'll only be looking at the companies in the sector or the industry that you've chosen. Since we're in Vegas, I decided it was appropriate. We're going to generate an industry median report for companies that make up the casinos and gaming industry. So this is a collection of data that, in this case, you can't specify the data fields that make up a sector or industry median report. What you would have to do if you wanted to do something like that is generate a screen that screens for whatever industry or sector that you want. And then you would create a statistical summary report that then you would choose the specific data view to analyze. But in this case, for the true industry median reports in Stock Investor Pro, these are the data fields that are in it no matter what. You have no control over that. So, for the companies in the casinos and gaming industry, as of the end of September, they had a median PE of 16.6. They don't pay a yield. Most companies in this industry don't pay a yield. You know, the five-year annualized growth rate in sales over the last 5 years is 7.5%. So again, you have a collection of data that then you can be, if you want to be conducting true sector industry analysis, so you can be comparing these reports against other sector and industry median reports, or if you were analyzing an individual company, let's say in the casinos and gaming industry, you could then compare, you know, Caesar's PE to what the industry median is, and things like that. So now I want to go through some of the user resources. And I think these are probably, because I think if my math was correct, I would say about half of the people that say that they're Stock Investor Pro subscribers, when they raise their hand to start, look like about half of those people have never actually really delved into the program itself. So if you are one of those people, or if you're just starting out and want to make sure that you aren't one of those people that a year from now saying, you know, I've subscribed for a year, but I've never used the program, these user resources I'm going to be talking about, I think, are an excellent place for you to start. First off is the Stock Investor Pro Help System. Within the program, if you go to Help, Contents, and Index, it will then give you step-by-step instructions covering the basic functionality of the software. Creating a view, creating a stock screen, creating a portfolio, creating a view, creating a custom data field, you know, creating your own stock screen. So right within the program itself, you have a wealth of information to help you get started on how to use the software. Now, and actually one thing that I didn't touch upon earlier is I mentioned, you know, when we were talking about creating a view and things like that, that field picker that had all of the different data categories that make up in Stock Investor Pro. For someone just starting out in Stock Investor Pro, probably the most difficult thing, at least it was for me, was knowing that what individual data field, what data category that lives in. Because again, let's say I want to create a view that has PE in it. Well, I have to know what data category PE is in. Well, how do I do that? Well, if I go to the help system and go to our alphabetical listing of field definitions, go to P for PE, and were to select PE, it will give you not only a definition of what PE is, so how it's calculated in the program, how you might use it as an investor from an analytical standpoint. It will also give you, amongst other things, the data category. In this case, multiples. So then if I was ever confronted with a field picker, I were to know that, okay, if I want to choose PE, again, if I'm creating a view, if I'm creating a screen, whatever, and I want to use PE, I would have to go to the multiples data category to find PE. You also have the stock investor area of AI.com. So www.aai.com/stock-investor-pro. Here you will find a bevy of information. As I touched on earlier, this is where you can go to download the program if you're a new subscriber. You can also, and I didn't touch on this earlier, as a Stock Investor Pro subscriber, as long as you're using the program for your own personal non-commercial use, you can install Stock Investor Pro on as many computers as you want. So let's say, you know, you live in New Jersey 4 months out of the year, and you live in the Florida Keys 8 months of the year, but you have computers in two locations. You can install it on your one computer and install it on another. We don't care. That's not any violation of the end user agreement or anything like that. So you can use the Stock Investor area of the website to, again, download the program. If, again, for whatever reason, there's a hiccup with the automatic updates, you can still install the full program and data file to get the latest weekly data. And we also then have past data updates, again, on a weekly basis, dating back to 2003. Now, why would anyone be interested in seeing what companies passed, you know, in 2003? Well, that's what we use for backtesting. So let's say, you know, you install data for December 31st, 2004. You then know exactly what companies passed with the data that was available. It hasn't been edited in any way. It was the data that was available as of December 31st, 2004. Screen, see what companies passed. And then you can be able to track those companies going forward so that you can use that for a backtesting functionality. Another thing, one of the things when I took over as program manager for Stock Investor Pro, and that's been probably 6 or 7 years now easily, one of the things that I really wanted to do was to start building out the user resources to allow people to get the most out of their Stock Investor Pro subscription. And one of those build-outs included video tutorials. So on a monthly basis, we post a video tutorial that talks about a basic function of the software. So it's one thing to read an article, you know, on how to create your own stock screen in Stock Investor Pro. It's quite something else to actually pull up a video and see, you know, an example, a screen capture video of someone going through and actually setting up a stock screen in Stock Investor Pro. So you have, at this point, we probably have about 30 or 40 video tutorials easily, and we're adding more to that collection all of the time. We also have Stock Investor Pro FAQs. If you have a question, especially if you're a new user, chances are that probably that question has been asked before, and we maintain this collection of frequently asked questions. So, you know, I'm primary technical support as well for Stock Investor Pro, so I have no problem answering phone calls, answering emails. But, you know, obviously sometimes your schedules don't coincide for when we're in the office. So, you know, starting with the FAQ area may be able to reduce any questions or the need to have to submit a question via email and wait for us to respond or potentially make a call, and if no one's available, having to leave a voicemail message. We also now have our monthly Stock Investor News email. This is basically the script for the videos that we post on a monthly basis. But whereas most people, I tend to be more visual, so I like watching a video. With this, you can actually print out. So for example, this is talking about how to copy the data from a notebook into Excel. So if you wanted to, you could actually go to this and print out a hard copy of it to walk through in the description. So some people want a hard copy with bullet points talking about a certain thing. Other people want video. So with Stock Investor News email, you have sort of that more text-driven description of how to use Stock Investor Pro. We also then have a Stock Investor News archive, those dating back probably till at least probably the last 6 or 7 years. We will drop things as, I mean, because inevitably we will rotate and update something that we might have covered, a topic we might have covered 3 or 4 years ago. So when we do that, we'll cut out the older one. But we have a collection of Stock Investor News issues going back several years. Now, if you are a Stock Investor subscriber, you will have to actually sign up for the Stock Investor News email. We don't force it upon you. So in order to sign up for that, at AI.com, at the very top, you'll always see the My Account, and that's assuming that you're already logged in. So the first thing you have to do is log in to your account at AI.com, and then go to My Account. And then under, once you've done that, under myaai.com, you have the option to update my AAI emails. You may not be aware that AAI sends out, if you subscribe, there's probably about 10 or so different emails that we send out either on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, or a quarterly basis. So you can subscribe to the Stock Investor News email and have that email sent to you on a monthly basis, but then we'll also include the link to whatever video tutorial. All of that is still available on the website as well, but you get it delivered directly to your inbox as well. We also have the Stock Investor Wiki. This is something that we started several years ago. I fully admit it's not been maintained as much as I want, but it is a very good overview of Stock Investor Pro. And I think we've done a better job here as far as providing screenshots and visualizations about various aspects of the software. So within the Stock Investor area of AI.com, if you were to choose the Stock Investor Wiki, this is another good resource, again, to give you more of a 30,000-foot view of Stock Investor Pro. Now, inevitably, you know, you've gone through the FAQs, you've gone through the help system, you've gone through all the Stock Investor News and video tutorials. Inevitably, there will still be a question that you have. And so you have multiple options in order to do that. We have the contact tech support link on our website, which will then give you a Stock Investor Pro feedback. The biggest thing, if you are using this feedback form, is you must give us a valid email address. Without a valid email address, we have no means of getting back to you. It's really surprising how many people will completely ignore that and put in a bogus email address, but then have legitimate questions about Stock Investor. So without a real email address, we're not able to respond to you. And whenever, whether this feedback form, voicemail, email, whenever you contact us, you know, if you get an error message, if you could give us, there'll be an error number probably, an error message. The more information you give us pertaining to whatever problem you're having, whatever error message you get, will speed up the process in which will allow us to help you. You know, if you just send us an email saying the program keeps crashing. Well, you know, sometimes there's an error message that goes along with that. With that error number, I can immediately probably send you an error sheet that will allow you to correct that problem. So again, the more information you can provide us as far as what type of problem you're having with the program will greatly increase our ability to assist you. So we have about 20 minutes left. So that is sort of a broad overview of Stock Investor Pro. Again, there's a lot of information that I didn't touch on that you can find in your handout. But again, a true Stock Investor Pro presentation could take the entire day. But now what I want to focus on in the last 10 or 15 minutes and then open up things to questions is actually run through the screening functionality of Stock Investor Pro. The first off being creating and running screens itself. Now, as I've said, there are roughly 62 predefined stock screens in Stock Investor Pro. You can access those stock screens at our website. That information is as okay, part of basic AI membership. That information is updated on and around the 15th of each month. One value-added proposition of being a Stock Investor Pro subscriber is the fact that, you know, in the next couple of days, I think by the end of next week, we will post the updated passing companies list with data as of the end of October. So there'll be a two-week lag there. But if you're a Stock Investor Pro subscriber, you would have had access to the month-end data the day after the last trading day of October. So as a Stock Investor Pro subscriber, if you want more timely updates of the various stock screens that we track on our website, that is one value-added proposition of being a Stock Investor Pro subscriber. But again, within the screen, in order to run any predefined or customized user-defined screen in Stock Investor Pro, all you have to do is go to the screen, click on that little down arrow, and it's a drop-down, and you can run through all of the screens that are built into the software. And then when you select it from this, it will then run the screen, and we can see then, again, we have the 21 companies that passed the John Neff screen as of the end of September, I believe. Now, you also can do this within the screen editor. You can open the screen editor by going to Tools, Screen Editor. You can also select the funnel toolbar of Stock Investor Pro, or you can also do an Alt plus S. Any of those will open up the screen editor. Here you can access, again, the 60 plus predefined stock screens. So this is not a black box system. You can go into the screen editor, load up the John Neff screen, and see exactly the criteria that make that up. We're extremely transparent as far as what makes up these different stock screens. Now, within the screen editor, you could then, if you wanted to, edit that John Neff screen and save it. Now, you can't overwrite any of the predefined screens that are in the software, but, you know, if you want to create John Neff edited, you could then save that for future use. You can also run screens against a portfolio. Probably one of the big reasons why someone would do that is, you know, you create a stock screen typically to come up with a list of buy candidates. But then, you know, people always ask, you know, when should I sell a stock? Well, you know, especially if you've bought a stock based on some type of quantitative fundamental filter, typically what you will do then is you relax the criteria that led you to buy it in the first place. So let's say you're a value investor and I want to buy a stock that has a PE that's, you know, 75% of the industry PE. That's your buy criteria. Well, let's say your sell criteria then is once the PE basically comes in line with the industry median, that's when I want to sell. So what you can do is you can create ultimately a sort of a sell screen and run that sell screen against a portfolio. So, you know, if you've created a screen, and based on that screen, you've bought a collection of companies. You create a portfolio with those collections of companies. You then load that portfolio and run, you know, your quote-unquote sell screen, and it'll then see if any of the companies that are in that portfolio match the criteria of whatever screen you ran. So that's typically always the example that comes to my mind is why someone would run a screen against a portfolio. Now, we talked about the help system before, but all of the screens that are predefined in Stock Investor Pro, within the help system, we also have an article that describes that screening strategy. So again, Stock Investor, besides being an analytical platform, is also an educational platform where you can learn more about, you know, what factors make, quote-unquote, winning stock screens, especially if you're more of a do-it-yourselfer who want to be creating their own stock screens. And then finally, we got about 15 minutes to go, so for the next few minutes, I'm just going to walk you through creating a very simple custom screen in Stock Investor Pro, and sort of gives you highlights some of the unique functionality for stock screening in Stock Investor Pro. So again, the first thing we have to do is activate the screen editor. So again, you do that by going to Tools, Screen Editor, selecting the funnel from the toolbar in the program, or pressing Alt plus S on the keyboard. So this brings up our screen editor. It is sort of a spreadsheet layout where it's a series of columns and a series of rows. You have con for connector, open bracket, field, operator, factor, compare to, close bracket, and countdown. So when you're starting to create your screen in Stock Investor Pro, the first thing you do is you click in the field cell of the first row in the screen editor. Doing that will bring up our trusty, rusty field picker.
We did it a couple of years ago.
That's where you begin by specify what criteria you want to screen on. So in this case, again, referring back to if you aren't sure what data category an individual data field is in, you can come to the field definitions area of the help system to find that out. In this case, I'm going to use PE, which, as we saw before, is in the multiples data category. So my field is going to be PE. Then I select my operator. You typically will have equals, not equal, greater than or equal to, less than, or less than or equal to. So in this case, I'm going to do PE, an operator less than or equal to. Now, if you notice, we've skipped, for this particular line of criteria, we've skipped the factor column. We'll return to the factor column in just a minute. But ultimately, the factor column is whatever's in the factor column is going to be multiplied by the compare to column. By default, that is a 1. As I'll highlight in just a minute, though, every once in a while, especially for new users, the factor column will present a problem for people, and they're not sure why, so I'll show you that. So in this case, ultimately what I'm doing with this line of criteria is I want to compare a company's individual company PE to the PE of its industry. So I will click in the compare to cell. The first click in the compare to cell will bring up the field picker. In this case, I want to screen for the industry median PE. So you see you have averages, universal average for PE. You have also sector, industry, and universal medians for PE. In this case, I'm going to select industry medians for this example. But I am going to take it one step further because I am going to use the factor column for this particular example. I want companies whose current PE is no more than 75% that of its industry median. So in the factor column, then, I will put in 0.75, because again, whatever's in the factor column is multiplied by whatever's field you're using or value is entered into the compare to. So for this line of criteria, we're looking for companies whose PE is less than or equal to 75% or 0.75 of its industry PE. Now, as I mentioned, from time to time, the factor column will trip up new users. That happens when you put something that you meant to put into the compare to field in the factor column. Let's say, for example, I only want companies who have a PE that's less than 15. And let's say I had put 15 in the factor column instead of the compare to. Whenever you have something in the factor column but not in the compare to, as you can see here, the apply button is grayed out. That means you can't run the screen because right now you have an invalid search criteria. So if you are creating a screen and you find that your apply button is grayed out, chances are, probably 99 out of 100 times, you've put something in the factor column that you meant to put in the factor the compare to.
Exactly right.
I'm sorry, let's repeat that. When that's grayed out, 99 out of 100 times, you've put something in the factor column that you intended to put in the compare to column.
Okay.
So now we're going to move on to next line of criteria. Now, as you start adding criteria, you actually have the option of doing an AND connector or an OR connector. This can get a little complex. You've got this slide in your handouts that discusses this. Inevitably, the question comes up of what's the difference between an AND and an OR. Ultimately, though, what the screen editor does is it looks and it takes all of the criteria that lead up to an OR statement. We'll take the companies that pass all of those set of criteria and set them off to the side. And then it'll keep going and it'll analyze all of the criteria up to the next OR take that collection of companies, set it aside. Then it will bring those two groups together, or three groups, or four groups, or whatever, and those will be your passing companies list. The vast majority of time, I only use AND connectors. I will tell you that if you are using OR connectors, make sure you are doing it correctly and understand. And there's actually a Stock Investor News and a video tutorial that talks about using AND or OR connectors. Because if used incorrectly, you're going to get screening results that you don't expect and potentially could be making investment decisions based on incorrect assumptions. But in this example, I'm looking for companies who have a projected earnings growth rate over the next 3 to 5 years of at least 10%. And then lastly, I also want companies who have a straight price range over the last 4 weeks of greater than zero. So basically, they haven't dropped in price over the last 4 weeks. So it's a very basic screen. What you normally would do then is click the apply button, assuming that you've created a valid screen or able to do so. In this example, when I click the apply button, multiple things happen. First off, you have this count on column. The numbers that appear in the count on are how many companies pass the individual criteria for each line. So for this screen, 1,034 companies have a PE that's less than or equal to 75% of its industry PE. 1,516 companies have an estimated growth rate in earnings over the next 3 to 5 years of at least 10% a year. And 2,277 companies have seen some type of price increase over the last 4 weeks. So these are what these individual count-on numbers mean. We then have a value at the bottom that tells us how many companies passed the entire screen. In this example, we actually had an even 50 number of companies. So we went from, I think it was 6,866 companies at the end of September, and with three pieces of criteria, we've gone down to 50. Now, where these count on numbers really come into play is, let's say you've created a screen, especially if you create a screen that only has like three or four pieces of criteria, and no companies pass. Well, by looking at these individual count on numbers, you can see which individual filters are the most constricting, most restrictive. So then if you wanted to, you could say, okay, well, out of the 6,800 companies, let's say only 20 companies pass that particular line of criteria. You either want to consider, do you relax whatever criteria you use or things like that. So by using the count on, you can identify potentially which individual filters are the most restrictive. So always be careful, too, is if you actually want to get the companies that pass whatever screen you're looking at, you have to make sure that you actually click the apply. You do have the option of clicking the how many button. The how many button is also sort of a remnant of when computers were much slower, because there were times that if you had a stock screen that had maybe 15 or 20 lines of criteria, back 10 years ago when systems were nowhere near as fast as they are now, clicking the apply button could be a matter of, getting up, using the washroom, making a sandwich, things like that. So the how many button was more, I just want to get an idea for how many companies were passed, but I don't want to spend the time for it to actually then load the passing companies. So if you do click how many, it'll give you the count on, it'll tell you how many companies passed, but it won't load it. If you actually want to load the 50, in this case, an example, the 50 companies that pass our screen, you have to make sure you click the apply button. So lastly, because hopefully now I've convinced all of you that Stock Investor Pro is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you also all want to go out and buy it. Well, at the AI website within the store, you can order Stock Investor Pro. It's $198 a year for members, $247 for non-members, but we also are currently running a special for a two-year special for $299. So basically, if you sign up for 2 years, you save $100. But again, in your tote bag, you had a full version of the software that you can take home, try out at your own leisure, and decide whether or not this is something that you want to actually do more with. And with that, I thank you, and I open the floor to questions.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. The question is, do we have any intent of actually building a basically a full-featured back tester into the software? In a perfect world, yes.
Is that okay?
The limiting factor with that is the cost of being able to provide a sufficient backtesting database. Our current data license allows us to, with any installation of Stock Investor, to have 7 years of annual financial statement data. It would cost us more to be able to provide more. That's why you don't see backtesters on the market for individuals, because the database required to offer, you know, 20 or 30 years of financial statement data is just cost prohibitive. We're in the process, once we start down the road of revamping Stock Investor Pro, that will be one of the conversations that we have with Thomson Reuters, who is the data provider for Stock Investor, about whether or not they'll allow us to offer basically a back testing database. Well, we're looking at least 5 years for something of that functionality. The question is, once you've run your screen, how can you view the data? Well, once you've, assuming you click the apply button, and it loads those 50 companies in the stock notebook. That stock notebook you can screen over to view all the data, whatever view you have loaded. You can scroll over to see all the data views, as well as scroll down to see all of the companies. The question is, if I understood correctly, my overview of my stock analysis process? Oh, the data collection? The data comes, again, from Thomson Reuters. The financial statement data is taken directly from Gap SEC reports. So there's no normalization of the data. That is GAAP data taken from 10K and 10Q reports. So as a company files its 10K or 10Q, there are analysts, data analysts at Thomson Reuters that are updating the database. And obviously companies have different filing schedules, but as this data becomes available, so on a week-to-week basis, though, as you're updating your database, the vast majority of companies, their financial statement data is not changing at all. It's more the price-sensitive information. But now, once you hit reporting season, that would accelerate as far as the data that's being updated. Again, I will be at the booth the rest of the weekend. We need to vacate for the next session. But thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of the show.